his absence, I've been kind of busy. Not too busy, though, for too much. I think I'm getting lazy. Something's happened to me. I don't have the spunk I had there when I was down to 175. And I don't care much anymore. Seems like I got out of the mainstream of the operation out here, and I don't know what's going on. I'm not in part of it. But I still got a lot of time left and a lot of days to spend, so who knows, they might have me swinging away again pretty soon. But we'll have to wait for that time to come, I guess. I'm not pushing it too hard. If she comes, that's all she'll do is come. Oh, I did have a quick flying trip to Da Nang the other day. I don't know whether I told you about it in the other tape or not, but I had to get the payroll, so I headed up for Da Nang and started one morning, and the plane was socked in, so they couldn't land. They didn't come in. Oh yeah, I remember telling you about it now. And I waited and caught a plane at 12, and got a lot of work done up there, and caught the plane back that day. And I was lucky because I didn't book myself early enough for this plane business. So I got the crew paid, and looks like everything was in good shape. We do have, I told you about Henry Plummer going to Wei. They sent down another guy named Joe Marischak, and he's been away on home leave. And he just come back, and we don't know whether he's permanent or temporary, so damn if he didn't go up to Da Nang again today to see Ed Boston. And I don't know, I guess he'll be gone. He hasn't been too helpful, but damn, I need somebody to run that finance thing, or else I'll run it, and run it real good. Maybe that's what I ought to do. I'll ask the boss if I don't just take care of that, let the other business go to blazes. Well, can you hear that old generator running out there? Just a steady motor run. That's the generator we're on, and it runs. I told the guy to turn it off at 11 o'clock, and it's 10:30 now. That thing goes and goes, and we get used to it, having it running all the time. It's part of the way we live, because the city hasn't been able to get enough power to supply us with power day and night. I don't know when they're ever going to do it. They need a big air cooler on their machine. So we'll have to bear with the generators until the city power gets fixed up. But we're kind of fortunate to have Come in. Another small interruption. Ed trying to wind up some last minute business. He's packing his clothes tonight and we've been trying to figure out. I missed Bill and square him away, and he's got a letter or two for me to prepare for the boss while he's gone. And so we get interrupted a lot. And I forget what I'm talking about, except this thing that he wants me to do now is to write a letter for a fellow named Hugh Mankey, who works for the International Voluntary Services. He's a very good boy out here. He teaches science in the high schools, and he speaks Vietnamese very well. And we kind of recommended him for an aid job, or a job with aid in the same area. But these hiring things out here, is from what Lou Warman tells me, is a difficult thing to do. Well, we like, the boss likes him, and we all like him, and it'll be a good thing if he gets the job. I hope he does. I will write the letter. Well, I wish you was out here with me, honey. This is sure, I got this, we're living this big house, and I got the big old bedroom here that's mine. And did I ever tell you about my room? It's about a 15 by 15 and a great high ceiling. And I got a wash stand in it, a sink. There's some drawers in it and a kind of boxed in like your kitchen drawers. And I've got a big wardrobe thing that stands up and I hang my clothes in, and there's a full length mirror on one door where I put my suitcases and stuff. But I got that mirror stuck up against the wall and I can't look into it because I got a dresser there in front of it. And I got a little writing table here that I keep my machine on that I'm talking to you on. It's more of a dresser table for women type, something like your little dresser in the bedroom. And I've got a writing table in my room, and I've got this great big bed, almost as big as our king size bed. And this tile on the floor. This tile is big square, is about 6 or 8 inches square, and it's all, a lot of it loose, and there's a lot of this tile loose, but it's kind of cool and nice. I got a great big overhead fan right in the middle of the room, three blades, and I just turn it on low, and it kind of keeps the air circulating all over the place. Then I got a little nightstand by my bed and a lamp on it, and I got books all over the thing. And there's sure enough room here for you. You could fit right in there. You could sit on the bed most of the time. Maybe you could cook up some chow for us, like Banop does. Maybe you could get a job taking care of the refugees, who knows? Well, I think you'd like to, I think it'd be something like New York. You'd like to visit, but you sure wouldn't like to live there. I'd like to have you visit and see what it's like with these, living with the natives. Well, you know what it's like living with the natives back there, and I hope all of the natives' cousins of mine and my relatives will, you can give them my regards and still tell them that, tell them continuously that old Carly's making out like a burglar out here. Everything is fine. He's in good health, and my happy pills are keeping me happy. And if that's what keeps me happy, I don't know. These new pills, I'm not very, very enthused about them. They do something to my throat, dry it up, something to my tongue, But the old Dr. Marshall said that's what would happen. Well, you can't have too good at things all your life. You're always going to have some kind of troubles. And I expect if the good things, I'll have to take the bad things with it. If they are bad, I can outlive them. Particularly when I got you to think about, and when I got you and know that you're mine, and particularly when I can tell you that I sure do love you, honey, and I miss you more all the time. I would like to make a great career out of this kind of business, and it is a pretty good thing, but I don't think that I should subject my baby to the kind of tortures of loneliness and unhappiness from being lonely, because we're kind of togetherness as kids. But I suspect that the good Lord will take care of us and the decisions we make, so I'm not going to worry about it, because I know that I've never had any trouble so far. And this tape's getting down, I want to tell you how much I love you and how often I think of you, honey. I know that you're doing real good. You might write this down right now. You said to write down things. I need some saccharin, half grain. So the next package you send to me, send me some bottles of saccharin, half grain. And that looks like about it, honey. I'll just say goodbye so I can say it once. Goodbye, baby. I love you with all my heart. Sleep tight. Have a good rest tonight. And remember, I love you always. Well, the goodbyes have been said. Now the tape, they always seem to run out when I have that to say to you. I hope Lou and Ruth are doing well, and